ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी।
Today, on the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances of myself as I reach the subtle region.
आज वतन का नजारा अलग प्रकार से था।
I saw that the scenes of the subtle region
were
quite different.
और उनके सामने लाइट का
there were some children seated there.
प्रयोगशाला दिखाई दे रही थी।
And in front of them was a laboratory of light.
उसको देख रहे हैं।
The children were looking at this laboratory.
फिर एक बीच में दूसरी प्रयोगशाला थी।
There was another, a second laboratory.
कुछ बच्चे थे।
Where there were more children.
और एक तीसरी थी बहुत।
And then a third laboratory, a very small laboratory.
उसके सामने भी।
And in front of that one as well, we had more children.
पहली वाली थी लाइट की प्रयोगशाला।
So the first laboratory of light.
बहुत बच्चे और बहुत बड़ी थी।
It was very large in size and there were many, many sisters and brothers in front of that laboratory.
कभी तो बहुत ऊंची जाती।
The light that was emanating from the laboratory was sometimes going upwards, sometimes revolving in a circle, and sometimes intensity was dimming. And sometimes there was beautiful reflection from that light, but sometimes the reflection was dull. And in the second laboratory, the light that was getting reflected from the laboratory was very nice. But sometimes that light was also going up a bow and creating different designs. In the third laboratory, it was a very small light that was emanating from the third laboratory, but colorful rays of light were spreading out and creating a very beautiful atmosphere. After a few seconds, Baba appeared. Baba too was looking at all of this very carefully and then asked me, "Child, what are you looking at?" So I asked Baba, "Why are there three separate laboratories and separate groups sitting here?" So Baba asked us to look carefully. The first group of children who were seated,
वो बटन उनको दिखाई नहीं देता था।
There was a button in front of them, but they were not able to see it clearly.
उसके ऊपर लिखा हुआ था।
When they looked closely, above the first button was written leakage.
लापरवाही।
And carelessness in following the codes of conduct of Brahmin life. So Baba then explained, there are some children who experiencing leakage, whatever they're accumulating in their intellect is leaking away because they continue to forget what they've attained, they're not able to become the embodiment of their attainments. And then secondly, there's a bit of slackness in following the codes of conduct of Brahmin life, the maryadas. And this is why sometimes there is upheaval in their Brahmin life, sometimes external situations come to them that create fear and questions in their minds. Baba then addressed the second group of children. They've received everything. The second group has received everything, they're doing everything as well, they're making good efforts, and they are moving along very nicely. However, Baba continually draws the children's attention to stabilize themselves in their seat, seat themselves firmly, set themselves on their seat, but there are very few children who are set on their seat and are able to carry out whatever they have to do in a proper way. And if they were to do it, they would have good experiences. And then thirdly, the third group of children are those who experiment especially on the subject of yoga, but along with that experimentation, they remember that the father is the point, they themselves are the point, so they especially concentrate on that from time to time, but sometimes they ignore the point. For which reason the experience that they should have through that experimentation is not able to have that kind of impact on the world. So there's something lacking in that. I then asked Baba, Baba, what should we then do? Baba replied,
Brahman jivan ki maryadon ka vishesh pakka kangan bandhna.
Children should wear the bracelet of the codes of conduct of Brahmin life. Such a time is coming that there will be upheaval in the external world, there will be natural calamities, and the unsettled karmic accounts of past births will come in front of you. There will be situations with the body. So even not wanting these things, these situations are going to come in front of you, but do not be scared of these situations. These situations will come to make you even more firm, to bring about transformation. However, it's only when you have worn this bracelet of the codes of conduct of the maryadas, then these situations will not stay in front of you for very long. The children have to be fearless and move ahead. Baba then said, secondly, the father has given the children so many titles of self-respect, Swaman, to stabilize yourself in those titles of self-respect, keep yourself in that elevated stage, stabilize yourself in that stage of being the ancestor souls and give experiences to others. Whenever you step down from that stage, then the intellect kind of empties out at times, and then you repeatedly tell the father, we are not able to understand what we have to do in this situation. So Baba says, when you are stable on the seat of self-respect, then you'll experience success in every task, and you'll also receive the strength to be able to carry out every task. Thirdly, Baba said, time is moving ahead very fast. The children's internal power will send out vibrations for transformation in the world. And so the children should be able to apply full stop at every point, apply the full stop of the drama. Remember that the father is the point, focus on yourself as being the point, and then you'll have so many experiences and you'll be able to give sakash to the entire world. So look children, look at what the father is going to give you children today. There were many, many brothers and sisters emerged in front of Baba. Baba gave a pendant type object and each one received this pendant. On it was written balance. Keep the balance of your inner stage and of your attainments. What is time telling you to do now? Detach yourself from circumstances of the world, stabilize yourself in your inner stage, keep the in balance. The father is with you. You are under the canopy of the father's protection. So the more balance you keep, just as Brahma Baba had maintained, just as Mamma had maintained balance, maintain a balance in every respect, every situation, then you'll experience lightness and special experiences. Different kinds of circumstances coming into your lives, but you'll be able to easily pass, cross over all of them, and not only pass through, but they will just come close to you and disappear. I then offered Baba Bhog, and after offering Bhog, Baba once again emerged his children in front of him and said, always remember this pendant, maintain balance in your lives, otherwise you will be drawn towards doing something extra and on one side, otherwise you will become slack in what you have to do, so pay attention to this. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I returned. Om Shanti.